Welcome back to the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show, where we recycle the world's best music each week on the world's best medium, radio. I'm your host, Mike Yunus, and this week we will be celebrating the best of power pop music from the 70s and 80s. Power pop is one of music's most enduring subgenres of rock that draws its inspiration from the 1960s British and American pop and rock music. Pioneers of power pop include The Beatles, The Who, and The Byrds, bands whose early work typically incorporated a combination of strong melodies, crisp vocal harmonies, economical arrangements, and prominent guitar riffs. To qualify for this special VR2, each song had to receive airplay between 1970 and 1989 and be classified as power pop by the radio and music industries. Our list of the top power pop songs were determined by record sales, regional airplay, and listener requests. So crank up the radio and get ready to take another trip on the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show as we go back and visit some of rock's roots and review the top 13 power pop songs of all time. Kicking off this week's show, a special VR2 extra by a band who's known as the creators of power pop, the Fab Four, the Beatles, and their 1963 hit, Please Please Me. On the VR2 Countdown Show, this week with Mike Yunus.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on, 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 come on. Please, 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 won't you, like I please you. Show the way, love. Why do I always have to say, love? Come on, 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 come on. Please, 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 won't you, like I please you.
WLHC.
VR2 countdown number 12.
Recycling the world's best music. one dusty track at a time.
VR2 Countdown number 11.
VR2 Countdown Show, and that is music from the British group called The Buzzcocks at song number 11, and Ever Fallen in Love, from this punk rock band formed in Britain in 1976, led by singer-songwriter-guitarist Pete Shelley. The Buzzcocks are regarded as an important influence on the Manchester, England music scene, the independent record label movement, punk rock, power pop, and indie rock. Before that, at song 12, we heard My Sharona, the debut single from The Knack, released in 1979 from their LP Get the Knack, an LP that featured a photo of guitarists Burton Avare's then-girlfriend, Sharona, the namesake for the song. That song reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100, where it remained at that position for more than 6 weeks. That's My Sharona from The Knack. Then it was music from San Jose radio host Greg Keane and the breakup song. Song number 13. Greg Keane is the frontman for the Greg Keane Band, and that was one of their best-known songs from back in 1981. You may remember their other big song, Jeopardy. That song was later spoofed by Weird Al Yankovic as a song titled I Lost at Jeopardy. Keane is currently the morning DJ in San Jose, California, on classic rock station KUFX FM. And kicking off this special show this week of the top power pop songs, we heard from the fathers of power pop, the kings of power pop, in fact, the Beatles, and Please Please Me. One of the earliest hit singles from the Fab Four, it reached number one in Britain in 1963 and was a top five hit in the U.S. by 1964. Coming up next, a couple songs from some of the Motor City's favorite sons. Stick with us.
VR2, Northwest Ohio's weekly vintage rock radio countdown show.
LFC number 10.
mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
are two, celebrating 20 of the greatest years in radio, the 70s and the 80s. Well, you found it. You found the VR2 Countdown Show in our countdown of the top power pop songs from the 70s and 80s. That one was from Detroit native Marshall Crenshaw and his 1982 power pop hit, Someday, Someway, a song that music critics call a pop masterpiece. Crenshaw explained in an interview that, quote, "Some of the stuff I've done could be called power pop, but the term does have a sort of dodgy connotation," unquote. Dodgy or not, it's a song that put him on the map and put him at number 8 on our survey this week. Then at song 9, we stayed in Detroit for a song from the Romantics and their huge power pop hit, What I Like About You, a band that was formed on Valentine's Day 1977, which they claim was the motivation for their name. The Romantics maintained a moderate level of popularity with pop and funk rock fans throughout the mid-80s. Before that, actor, songwriter, rocker Rick Springfield and his 1981 hit Jesse's Girl, a number one hit on Billboard's Hot 100 that year. You may remember Rick as a soap opera star on the General Hospital show. Coming up next, a song with lyrics that gave some good advice.
Recycling the world's best music. VR2 on 88.3 Vintage Rock Radio.
WLFC
Number 7.
But that don't coincide. 6.
Number 5.
VR2. I'm Mike Yunus, and you are listening to the VR2 Countdown Show of the biggest power pop songs to ever hit the radio or the stage. And that one is from American power popsters Cheap Trick and their smash hit from 1978, Surrender. Back in the late 1970s and early 80s, Cheap Trick created a substantial fan base through its brand of power pop music with a hard-edged yet melodic pop sound that combined the catchiness of the Beatles and the speed and energy of punk rock. Then back at number 6, another big one from 1978, that was The Cars and Just What I Needed, a top 5 hit from that year. This Boston-based band featured two Ohio natives, the late guitarist Benjamin Orr from Cleveland and Rick Ocasek, who hailed from Columbus. The band put a string of pop hits out back in the 1970s and 80s. Many of the hits hit the top of the charts. Kicking off this set of power pop songs, Britain's Nick Lowe, and a song called Cruel to Be Kind from 1979, a song that has become somewhat a staple on classic rock stations throughout the U.S. Coming up next, music from a couple bands with members that produced and wrote hundreds of songs for their band, themselves, and other artists over their career. Stick with us because we won't stop until we get to the top. And we're almost there.
Music you loved years ago, but almost never hear on the radio anymore. Vintage Rock with Mike Yunus. Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. on 88.3 WLFC.
88 WLFC number 4.
Feel the way that number two.
VR2 Countdown Show, and that is the second most popular power pop song from our survey this week. That is The Raspberries, featuring singer, songwriter, producer, and Cleveland, Ohio native Eric Carmen, and a song that had a controversial title and lyrics. Go All the Way, a 1972 international hit that kicked off Eric's long music career. At song three, we heard from another songwriter, singer, and producer, Todd Rundgren, and his power pop hit, Couldn't I Just Tell You, a 1972 hit that helped him gain credibility as a songwriter and a singer. Shortly after that release, Todd began working with bands like Grand Funk Railroad and Meatloaf to write and produce some of their most notable hits. Then, all the way back at number four, the only act on our survey that was considered to be a cult act, Big Star, with one of the biggest and best examples of power pop to ever hit the airwaves, September Girls, a 1974 hit that rock critics still praise as one of the greatest power pop songs ever recorded, and recognized Big Star as the quintessential American power pop band and one of the most mythic and influential cult acts in all of rock and roll. Well, there's only one more song this week on our survey, and that is the number one power pop song to ever hit the radio. So keep it right here. No matter what, song one is next.
VR2
Vintage Rock Radio on 88.3 WLFC. Something different for Northwest Ohio's radio mix.
Number one.
Number one then, and number one now.
Number one song on our survey this week, the number one and most powerful power pop song to ever hit the radio. That is No Matter What by England's Badfinger, a rock band formed in Wales in early 1960s, who became one of the earliest representatives of the post-60s power pop genre. During the early 1970s, the band was at times tagged as the heir apparent to the Beatles, partly because of their close working relationship with them, and partly because of their similar sound. The band had four consecutive worldwide hits and contributed to the song Without You, the number one Billboard hit from Harry Nilsson, which was covered by hundreds of artists. That's Badfinger and our number one song this week, Power Pop's number one. That is Badfinger and No Matter What. Well, that's it. That's our show this week. Tune in right here next Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for another VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown show, where we will feature another great list of songs from the 70s and 80s. In the meantime, keep listening to radio. It's the original wireless. It's always there, and it's still free. This special VR2 show was brought to you in part by Spider Mobile Marketing, providing mobile solutions to move people to their passions. Taking me out this week, my favorite power pop hit from the 1970s. This is a band called Pilot and Magic. We'll see you next week on the VR2 Countdown Show.
Never believe it's not so. It's bad. pillow in the morning. Lazy day in bed, music in my head, crazy music playing in the morning. Seen a daybreak, leaning on my pillow in the morning.